Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 648 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Michael from Switzerland, but before we get to Michael's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us out there to manage our business finances, from our expenses to our income to the taxes that we do. I mean, tax season is just super easy with FreshBooks. I would highly recommend checking them out. And plus, if you do any invoicing, they make it incredibly simple. In 30 seconds, you can send an invoice to somebody, a student, a client, a company you're working with, and you can get paid rather quickly so that you can focus on what you need to focus on as a business. So if you want to check it out, FreshBooks.com for 30 days for free, go to this link, FreshBooks.com/AskPat, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now let's get to today's question from Michael.
Hi Pat, here Miguel from Switzerland. So I'm thinking to start screencasting since some months about digital marketing in English, and here come my question. So English is not my native language. Do you think it can affect my work and have bad consequences on the success of it? Thanks for your time and all your podcasts. Bye-bye.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much for your question today. I really appreciate it. Limited English may or may not interfere with your success as a podcaster. The most important thing is, can the people on the other end actually get value from what you are sharing? And I know a lot of podcasters out there who are not primarily English speakers, who do target English markets, and they do very well. But they also make sure that they... I know because I've spoken with many of them specifically. They spend a little bit more time up front really truly understanding, well, how can I best serve my audience? How can I share this information that I want to share in the best way? Some of those are interview shows. Some of those are shows where they just share things themselves. So it's up to you and your understanding of what it is that you're sharing. And I can see that in some cases, depending on what niche you're in, it could be not even a thing that matters at all. And then in other cases, well, maybe it would. And so you have to kind of dissect that a little bit. What I would do is I would actually do some test recordings and share those and see what people think about them. And if you get any sort of comments about, oh, this was kind of hard to understand, or, you know, I think you could do this better, I mean, it's only going to help you. And yes, you might not want to hear what people say because maybe it is not going to work out, but that's what you need to hear. So there are other ways, however. I know a lot of other people who don't primarily speak English who are just crushing it in other markets outside of the U.S. market. So Michał, which is a guy from that I know from Poland, he is one of the top podcasters in Poland. And obviously he podcasts in Polish, but he's crushing it. And there's a lot less competition there for sure. So that might be another avenue that you want to inspect. And again, it depends on your niche. Maybe that won't actually be relevant to you because all your target market is in the US anyway. So again, I need to know a little bit more about what it is you're doing, what it is you're going to be talking about. But from my ears, like, I understood you quite well. And even though the audio quality wasn't that good with the echo and whatnot, and if you were to do podcasting, you know, you just get set up with some really basic equipment, an ATR 2100 microphone by Audio Technica. That's ATR 2100. That alone will help change how your voice sounds on the other end, which can help people understand you even better. But I feel like if the content is great, if the value is there, people are willing to, you know, fight a little bit harder to listen to an accent that they're not used to get that information. So if you can truly understand what that transformation is you want your podcast listeners to have, and you are able to share it in a way that can be taken action on, I don't think it matters. Again, you want to test it out just to make sure, because some people's accents are more thicker than others. And again, depending on the niche you're in, it may or may not be relevant. So, Michael, I would just encourage you to keep going. I wouldn't let the fact that you're thinking about this stop you. The fact that you're thinking about this means you have to give it a shot and try it out. So there you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Michael, and I wish you all the best. I highly recommend, again, you get that microphone. It's the one I would recommend most people start out with when podcasting. I even talk about that and even more equipment and software to use and all that kind of stuff over at podcastingtutorial.com. So if you're just starting out and you want to start a podcast, that's where I would recommend. Thousands of people have used that just to create their own podcast. And guess what? It's 100% free. No emails required. Nothing. It's all there for you. So again, that's podcastingtutorial.com. Michael, thanks so much. I appreciate you and best of luck. And we're going to send you an Aspat t-shirt. Yep, all the way to Switzerland as a thank you for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asking questions, because this show wouldn't exist without you. This is called Ask Pat, and you guys do the asking. I'll do the answering. Thank you guys so much again. Also, thank you to FreshBooks. Check them out for 30 days for free by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section. And then also, as always, I love to finish with a quote. And today's quote comes from Jay Owe. He says, "When we are sharing stories to create bonds with other like-minded people, we want to give them social currency with the highest pass-on value we can." Think about that on your sales page. Pretty important. Awesome. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.